The Power on Plants Cookbook Bundle is now available and ready for you. It's our premier go-to collection of over 50 simple whole food plant-based recipes that actually taste great and are done in a flash so you can have more time, more energy, and more joy every single day. These are our family's favorite recipes that you're going to love because they'll actually love you back. Our friends and clients tested them, gave rave reviews, and then I gathered them all into one powerful collection just to share with you. Go to get.poweronplantscookbookbundle.com to be the first to get your copy. That's get.poweronplants with an S, cookbookbundle.com, where you can get your hands on our quick and easy recipes that make living a healthy life not just possible, but really enjoyable and super delicious too. Get your copy today. Feel like, you know, I love that. You know, that makes you proud.
Like they gave something of value to the other person.
Yeah, because they want to share and they want to help other kids have a smile on their face and enjoy things. So I love that. But it's fun. It makes them feel good. But in the process, they get something new to them. And instead of these things going in the trash or you having to haul. You're listening to the Smarter Healthy Living podcast, where we firmly believe that getting healthy should never feel like torture. We're your hosts, Jared and Anita Roussel. We're college sweethearts and health professionals who help you redefine what getting healthy looks like using a whole food plant-based lifestyle. It's time to hear from the experts and learn the best tips and tricks that helped others get beyond the overwhelm to create a vibrant life they love. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, you're in the right place. So pull up a virtual chair, grab your matcha latte, and let's get started.
Welcome to Smarter Healthy Living. If this is your first time, welcome. We are so glad to have you here. Last episode, we gave you a peek into real life around this house.
Yeah, we drew back the curtain, like I said. Yes. You learned about how Jared's feet turned a different color. You learned about his escapades in our front yard recently. You learned about the garage.
So yes, if you did not hear that episode, go back and listen to that. I think you'll find it entertaining.
And helpful.
But in that, we talked about cleaning out our garage. And that also involved recycling some things, donating. And that really got us to thinking that a lot of what we talk about with health, obviously, is food. And that's very important. But it's not the only thing. But also, too, when you think about health, we need to think about environment and environmental issues. And absolutely. So that got Anita really, it sparked her thinking as far as how to reuse some of these, how to upcycle. Even upcycle, yes. Mm-hmm.
And what's upcycling? It's just creative reuse, creative use of things that you have that maybe you're going to toss or you don't need anymore. Instead of just tossing it in the trash, what could you do with it that wouldn't take a lot of time, stress you out? Like a lot of times, I think people just toss stuff in the trash because you don't want to put it in your car and haul it somewhere to donate it. And so what do you do with it? What are some things you can do with those that things that other people might want to use, but without having to take all your time to get it in the truck and haul it somewhere or the car and haul it somewhere.
Now, I think we're very blessed where we live to have a very good recycling system where we have this big blue can and we just toss everything in it and then it gets sorted out at the recycling center. Now, we have lived places before where they didn't have that, but there were recycling facilities close by, but we had to sort them out in our own containers. And
then we'd drive them over there.
Yeah, about every 3 or 4 weeks, and I'd pop them in the car and drive them over there. And I was glad to do it because I hated to see all that stuff go into the landfill.
Absolutely. And we're just one family. If you think about what your family uses and what you throw away, it can really start to change your idea about what you do with those things, because there are a lot of things that typically go into the trash that really don't have to go there. Somebody else would have a purpose for them. You might have another purpose for them, or somebody in your neighborhood or somebody in need. So some of the ways that we upcycle now are, well, one of the things is we use curbside pickup. So basically, we have the app Nextdoor. If you're in the area where you can get that, it's fantastic.
I imagine most communities now have that.
Well, a lot of people aren't in the United States, so I don't know how international Nextdoor is. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, that's true. I just assumed it was international, but that may not be the case.
It may not be. But there are ways that you can connect with your neighbors, and this is an online platform. You know, a lot of people are online, like our community also has a Facebook group. for moms or face their Facebook groups for families or whatever that are in the same neighborhood. So get into groups with people in your neighborhood. And that's a great place to say, hey, I've got this thing. Does anybody need it? You can even trade sometimes for different things. Goodness knows our kids trade all the time.
They were actually out at the park the other day just sharing with some neighbors, or they were trading with stuff that they didn't really use anymore, but the friends actually had something that they really liked.
Yeah, I think some of them had some nom noms, and the neighbors had some old vintage.
The littlest pet shop, yeah, I think it was
what
it was.
The old vintage ones before the eyes got huge and creepy. And they're like, Mom, this was before the eyes were creepy. And so they're out there trading. I got this and I gave her that. And they're so cute too, because they try to always give more than what they get, or kind of really want to feel like, you know, I love that. You know, that makes you proud.
Like they gave something of value to the other person.
Yeah, because they want to share and they want to help other kids have a smile on their face and enjoy things. So I love that. But it's fun. It makes them feel good, but in the process they get something new to them, and instead of these things going in the trash or you having to haul them down to the thrift store, they get to go into your neighbor's house next door and you get some new stuff too. Yay, more toys. But really it is nice because it's something new, and they don't have to go shopping, and there it is, it's upcycled right in your own home.
Yes, and it encourages them to take some of those items that they don't use and to get them out.
Mm-hmm. And I do
before
I mean, I do this.
They get the new thing back in.
That's true.
So you kind of have a net zero effect there, but it's something new and they're excited about it and they're playing with it.
Well, net zero is a good point, Jared, because you think about how, I mean, really, that's just a good practice in general. When you buy a new article of clothes, get rid of at least one, maybe two if you have too many, right? And so that's another one of those small steps you can take. And it's not painful, but in the end, your life's going to look so much better a year down the road if you get rid of one or two things, kind of similar things for every one or two things, or really for every one thing you bring in, right? Then you're going to, it's going to be looking great. But I think about also, you know, like our neighbors down the road. I mean, I have this one neighbor. She also has young kids. They're a little bit younger than ours. So when ours outgrow things, like the other day, actually it was earlier. Was it yesterday or today? It might have been earlier.
I was thinking it was today.
Yeah, earlier this morning. So yesterday they went through some of their toy bins and things. And Mom, we've got all this dress up stuff and we just don't play this kind of dress up anymore. And I've got tears in my eyes thinking about how they don't really play dress up anymore. Meanwhile, they're all excited about taking this down to the neighbors because they know that she has young children and she homeschools. And so, you know, like us, they understand it's nice to have something that you can do to mix things up around the house and use your imagination. And so they took the little clothes down there and some little magnetic games and things like that. But on our way out the door, I said, hey, I called our oldest daughter's name. I said, take this. I've got these candle stands. They're beautiful, but they just don't fit into the house where we've moved like a year or so ago. They just don't seem to fit the decor of this house. And so I said, take them down there and see if Miss Marla wants these. And so they went down and asked Miss Marla. Well, they didn't fit her style in her house, but she had a friend who just redecorated. And she said, I think these might be great for her. So she texted a picture of her to see if she wanted them. So even if the person you offer them to doesn't want them, sometimes you might ask them, do you know of anybody who would use those? And those are just some easy ways to trade with people or just to give to people who have a need. And then the other thing is, we talked about curbside pickup, but we didn't really go into that. So you can leave stuff just at the curb and put a free sign on it, a big free sign. And more times than not, it will disappear before you look out the window again. I don't
everything,
care what it is.
Everything we've put at the curb has gone away, yes.
And it makes great entertainment for the kids because they hang close to the window. Hey, Mom, somebody's stopping. Somebody's pulling up. They're looking, you know. It's a little creepy, but the kids enjoy it. It gives them a little entertainment.
It's free entertainment, yes.
It's so funny. They got it. They took it. Yay, some kid's going to enjoy our old big wheel or whatever. So that's fun. And then, like we talked about, there are places you can post it, like next door, and people will be there in no time to pick it up. So that's fantastic, too. And then in our park, you know, there's a book bin over there, which is fantastic for the kids, but also for the adults. I mean, I found different kinds of books, like cookbooks and home repair books, just different things like that over there. So they have it under shelter, and they made it somewhat waterproof.
It's basically like a cabinet with an angled roof. And then they have it where it's fairly weather resistant, fairly. Mm-hmm. So if you have a park close by where you live that does not have one of these,
it might be something you do.
If you're handy, or know someone who's handy, they might be able to make something like this. And we've gotten rid of some books there that our kids just outgrew. And it's funny because we went by it the next day, all of them were gone.
Well, and it was empty too. It was totally empty, and we went and filled it. And we'll see people as we drive by just go up and pick up a few. And yeah, I mean,
picked up a few there ourselves.
Absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely, because when you donate them, you look and see if there's anything you might want. And so it's a nice way to share with each other without having to put it on somewhere like Craigslist or Nextdoor or on the internet and wait for somebody and hope they come pick it up, right? It's kind of like putting the free sign on it, except you don't have to look at it outside your window.
And it's a set place where everybody knows to go and look periodically. And again, those things do not end up in the landfill.
Right. And then the kids have also enjoyed some of their nicer things. They've enjoyed giving them to somebody they know is in need. But also, sometimes they want to make a little money. They have something they want to buy to save up for, or somebody to help with that money, whatever it is they want to do. And sometimes it's they want to buy their sibling something. They know they really wanted it, and so they want to do that. And they'll do that by listing it somewhere, like on Nextdoor or on Craigslist or on eBay, and we'll help them
Facebook
list.
Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah. And so then they just resell it. And of course, the obvious one, there are thrift stores around you. There are all different kinds of organizations. There are homeless shelters. There are
women's shelters,
all kinds of different places that need these items. So reach out to them. Find out what they need. I mean, we've even bought things for them before. But if you're going to upcycle, it's a great way to make sure people are using what's already been produced, not buying something new and putting it into circulation. So it's a great thing to do. Now, one other thing that's really hot these days for upcycling is using your old things to craft or to make new things. So today, Madeline took this. We have this putty, this bubber putty, and they don't hardly ever use it anymore. They're all into slime and other things, moon sand, and I don't know what else. I mean, they make their own slime and stuff now. So our daughter has a channel where she does crafting and things like that, and she's talking about opening up a membership for moms to help them with their young children at home to craft and do things like that are homeschooling or that have their kids at home all day, and they want somebody that they can trust that won't say anything that's ugly character, and then actually help build the character of their children. Well, anyway, right now she's doing a lot of different arts and crafts and things on her channel. So she said, you know, I'm going to take this putty that we don't use anymore, and I'm going to show them how to make a squishy toy or a stress ball or something like that. And she made the video today and she's putting that out. And so a lot of people are doing that these days. I mean, you can just Google upcycle and whatever you have, like toilet paper rolls, if you collect those, or, you know, the tubes from toothpaste or who knows what. I mean, there's always something. I saw the neatest thing, and I'm going to post it somewhere, maybe on our Facebook group, but it's a picture, and if you're not in there, come on over to our Facebook group, because I think I'm going to post this in there, but it's a picture of something somebody did with a tablecloth. It was the neatest thing.
It was very clever.
Yeah, they took it, and they made a toy for their child, and I thought it was the coolest thing, so I'll post that on the Facebook group. It's really neat. But there's all kinds of ways to upcycle and to use things, the things that you already have, to make this a healthier and wonderful place to live. We don't want it to pile up with garbage. I mean, no matter where you fall on the spectrum of, I don't really think about it a lot, or that's my biggest passion, somewhere in there, you've just got to think about, what kind of world are we building? And you want to think about it. I mean, nobody wants a junked up, trashed up world. So any way that we can make it better, let's do it. Absolutely do it. One thing at a time. You think your things don't make a difference, but I think about just how much our family has, just our one family. Think about ways that you can do that. And over time, you're going to make a huge impact and a huge difference if we all do this together. I'm so glad that you've joined us again today. Jared and I have loved having you with us. You keep up the great work one step at a time. And we're all just on a journey that's a process. We're all in progress, leading ourselves to a better life, to the life that we really want to live, and where we can just do our best and make the best world for ourselves and our children. So go and find that one or two or maybe three things that you can upcycle this week and start working on it. But don't make it some big, difficult, hard thing. Just pick one or two different ways that we've mentioned, even if it's just sticking out at the base of your driveway with a sign on it. You'll be surprised. People are interested.
Yes, but be careful, though. I was working on our mailbox and had my toolbox down there.
Great point.
And I just walked inside for a moment. And while I was in there, a truck came by and it's like, hey, you getting rid of the tools?
I'm glad
he
asked.
No, I'm working on my mailbox. So one little helpful hint there. Otherwise, you may accidentally donate something you did not want to donate.
Yeah, that would be bad. That would be so bad. And then people would be sending us hate email. I can't believe you told me to do this and you didn't warn me. I'm glad you thought of that, Jared, because seriously, that's a real thing. I mean, really, we were on a walk the other day and I thought somebody was having a yard sale. I think it was on a Saturday and we were on a family walk. And I said, look at all this stuff they're selling at their yard sale. There was a bike. What else was there?
Oh, several bikes and I don't remember.
All kinds of great stuff.
It was a lot of stuff.
And then we look and their whole garage is empty.
Their garage was empty. They were just cleaning out. That's all.
We weren't going shopping. We weren't at a yard sale to shop. We were just
taking
a family stroll.
No, but the way it was all organized, it looked like it was a little garage sale, yard sale.
So also be careful if you're cleaning out your garage. Be careful about that. But anyway, again, we have loved having you with us. We look forward to seeing you next time. And until then, come on over to the Facebook group. Check out the picture of the tablecloth that we saw upcycled and let us get to know you more. Reach out to us. Let us know what your questions are. You might even find us making a podcast to answer your questions. We would enjoy getting to know you and we look forward to seeing you next time on Smarter Healthy Living.